Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Video. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here to invite all of you to the great service on tonight. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We are being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Afghanistan, England, U.S. Virgin Isles, Pakistan, Malaysia, India, Japan, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. Well, let's take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Big and Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
One of America's best colleges, 80 undergraduate programs, 19,000 graduates, 125 years. Wherever you're going in life, go strong. Meredith College, going strong. Next on member supported UXC TV, go to your eyes to Control Grove on Lucy Selfridge.
And now, our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. What a wonderful privilege it is to be on the line tonight and give God praise and adoration. Oh, my God. God is so ultra awesome. And we praise him and thank him for everything. I just feel so wonderful about the report I'm about to give you. Some 2 nights ago, I had to chastise. The Lord told me to chastise the line, because a line that has no order is not a line. And when there are people coming from all walks of life and they can't understand what you're saying because you're just speaking in tongues, it's according to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, it is not good. People need to understand you in order to be a blessing, in order to be a blessing to them. And so I had to tell what God said, and some people got mad and left the line. But guess what? Ever since then, we've been having problems with people who cannot get on the line because it's so full. Amen. Several
reports. Not full, it's something else.
Yeah. Ambassador Hagan, I need you to monitor 9 tonight. I'm having a few difficulties here. But it's so full, people can't get on. We've had to open up the prayer line and connect it so it would have an overflow. And so people want to understand what you're saying in Jesus Christ. They want to be a part of the prayer line. But many times, as Paul said, if people cannot understand you, I'd rather have I'd rather speak in five tongues. I'd rather speak in 1,000 tongues rather than 5 tongues that people can't understand me, because I want them to grow. I want them to experience the working, the real working power of God. So thank God the block line has been full and the prayer line has been full. Anytime you stay in the Word of God, God's going to bless you. I don't care how important somebody may seem to be and say, if I leave, ain't nothing going to happen. That's not true. All we want is the Word of God. The Word of God has been around before you got here, before I got here, before anybody got here. And we will be here when we all leave and just stand by the Word. God bless you. We love you. We come to give God 1,000 thank yous for his goodness and kindness. And somebody has, I think, maybe 2 lines open in the same room. It causes feedback. If you would take care of that for me, please. And that will bless everybody. Amen. And if you notice that you're having a few problems in your line, just mute it. Amen. *6. Somebody who has their brother or sister coming in the room, or your kids coming in the room, or you got the television on in the background, just mute your line. *6. Or either just kind of monitor. Amen. It would be a blessing to everybody. God bless you. We do love you. We do praise you. But God called us to have order on this line, and especially as the Holy Ghost is moving. Have you ever noticed in the church when the Holy Ghost gets to moving, God wants everything else to stop? Because the Holy Ghost is moving. He wants his people... It's centered around what he said. Amen. Somebody's got a problem in their line. Amen. Why don't you check your line? Everybody mute your line, and that will eliminate it. Amen. Just mute your line. And when you get ready to, when you get ready to praise God, then we'll see. If you unmute your line and you notice a lot of noise as soon as you unmute your line, that means the problem's on your line. The problem's on your line. Amen. That's my experience from the past. Amen. Let me get a few prayer requests. We come to pray for folk and ask God for miracles. We believe on this line that God still works miracles. Yes, he does. We still believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We believe that. We believe that he can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. And we praise him for everything. But he's done. So if you believe that, okay, all right, God bless you. If you would, Don, I've asked you twice, this is the third time, mute your line, you got problems on your line. You've been talking to other people and you know there's problems on your line. You know that. *6, mute your line, okay? All right, if anybody has a prayer request, we certainly want to receive it before we thank him 1,000 times. We'll include you in that 1,000 thank yous for what he's going to do for you. Amen. My. I don't know who would want that. Who wouldn't want to have somebody pray for you that God has put favor on? And then after they pray for you, they just believe God's going to do it so much until they thank God 1,000 times. I don't know who would want that. But the line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, the line is open. Ambassador Hagan, if you would unmute many of those lines so somebody who really has an urgent prayer request can make that prayer request known here. Anybody? Anybody open? The line is open to you. Anybody? You got a prayer request. Otherwise, I got some. Amen. All right. The line is open to you. A prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille. I have an unspoken request.
Sister Lucille?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, somebody else.
It's Sister Karen Brown, Dr. Johnson. I have an unspoken request also.
Okay, Sister Karen Brown, unspoken. All right, we got
Sister
you.
Joyce.
Sister Joyce. Sister Joyce, okay?
Keep
okay.
Me in prayer. Yes.
Anyone else?
This is Sheila Brown, 913. Would you all continue to pray for the Brown family?
Okay. I got you. Amen. My, my, my. Well, I can take about three more. Anybody else? All right. God bless you tonight. Man, I certainly want to thank God for your deliverance and for your miracle. I wonder, you know, when Jesus got there to pray for people in the Word of God, I noticed that he asked them many times, do you believe? Sister Lucille, and according to their response, they got a miracle. Sister Lucille, or Sister Karen Brown, Sister Joyce, Sister Sheila Brown, I want to ask the question that Jesus asked. Do you believe?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I do believe.
All right. See, that blind man who stood before him, he asked him, do you believe? And he said, yes, Lord, thou knowest I believe. And he said, help my unbelief. See, you can even request that, Lord, help my unbelief. And God will help it.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, first of all, that you move on this prayer line. I'm asking you to forgive all sins. Sins of omission and commission. Clean up the prayer line, every heart, every mind, every soul. And God, oh God, move by your power this night. We do love you, we do praise you, we do appreciate you. And we thank you for the resurrection power of Jesus. You gave me a message some time ago, and the message was called Loose. God, I read it in the Word of God, Matthew 16:19. Whatever I loose upon this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then you gave me the privilege of whatever I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. We believe your word in the name of Jesus. Look on these precious people. Look on Sister Joyce. Look on Sister Sheila Brown and her family. Look on Karen Brown with her unspoken prayer request and Lucille with her unspoken prayer request. I ask you, Lord, to give miracles. Remember the sacrifice that you blessed me to make when I fasted 1,000 days. Would you remember that and grant unto these, Lord, a miracle? I wonder why I fasted. Because I didn't have a particular reason. You had already done what I asked you to do. But then you revealed it unto me, Lord, you're not fasting for yourself. You didn't fast for you. You fasted for Joyce. You fasted for Karen Brown. You can't fast for Lucille. You fasted for Sheila Brown and other people who are going through situations where they need miracles. God, thank you for healing. Thank you for touching. Thank you for answering the prayer of Lucille, for answering the prayer of Karen Brown, for answering the prayer of Joyce Long, for answering the prayer of Sheila Brown. You are a miracle-working God. And nothing too hard for you. I don't care what it is. I've seen you heal cancer. God, you heal lupus. You heal all kinds of diabetes and sickle cell, everything I can name. Heart trouble, back trouble, foot trouble, headaches, backaches, neck aches. Oh, God, you're able to do it all because you have done it all. And I believe your word, God. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto us. And then you said in Isaiah 65:24, whatever, before you ask, or before you call, rather, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I will hear. God, I'm getting ready to call. I'm going to ask you to let Isaiah 65:24 come to pass. I'm getting ready to call. I'm getting ready to speak. I'm asking you to hear, Lord. I'm getting ready to ask this, and it shall be given. Ah! Shut down on the kid. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it shall be done, he was saying. Thank you for it. Now look on these precious people who have their name on this prayer list. Yeah. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. And while, whenever he's in the room, everything is subject to him. Your lung trouble, your back trouble, your heart trouble, your headaches, your mind aches, every kind of ache, all that is subject to him. Oh, my Lord. And I got a surprise for all of y'all. The Lord is in your room right now. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. He's waiting for you to hear his cry. Listen, reach out and touch him. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. He's in your room. I said he's in your room.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yeah. He didn't go someplace just to waste time. Whenever he's in the room, it's for a reason. And I'll tell you how you can tell he's in the room. Close your eyes. And see, don't you feel a presence?
Hallelujah.
See, don't you feel the presence of the Lord in your room?
Thank you, Jesus.
In the room. Thank you, Jesus. And we're asking him. Before we thank him, we're going to ask him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch Karen Brown with her unspoken. Touch Joyce Long in the name of Jesus. Touch Sheena Brown and her family. And touch such a new feel with her unspoken. Yeah, you're in the room right now. My God, you're there for a reason. We want to give you a Thanksgiving offering tonight. There's people all around in Africa, in England, in France, in Haiti, in Rome, in Germany, in Spain, in Russia, and all over the world. Lord, I hear to thank you. No wonder the devil got mad when you had me to preach that message today. Witchcraft in the church. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. There is witchcraft in the church trying to hinder Lucille from her miracle. Trying to hinder Joyce Long from her miracle. Trying to hinder Karen Brown from her miracle unspoken. And Sheila Brown from her miracle, family miracle.
Loose, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. The power of God prevailed against you. Loose.
The blood of Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. And God bless you. We come to you not ashamed, knowing that I thank you and not babbling babbles. I thank you, Lord, are meaningful because we put a praise on it. And Lord, we put me behind it. We're thanking you for probably tonight we'll name maybe close to 100 things we're thanking you for. How could that be? Has to be a praise unto God. And then we all put a praise in Jesus. Thank God. And everybody whose line is open, Ambassador Hagan, if you could open as many personal lines as we could so that was crazy. Those people in foreign countries, we can't hear them, but they are still there. Amen. They're there. And we praise you for it. Oh, God. Let's thank God. And listen, let me give you some instructions. Don't let the devil hinder you from thanking God. Amen. You're thanking 5 minutes and say, that's enough. No. You owe him praise from 25 years ago. That ain't enough. Just keep on praising. We only got about 30 minutes to praise God. 20 minutes to praise God. Let me tell you something. You can thank him 1,000 times in 15 minutes. I did it myself. So let's begin to thank him. And you got a mouth. Don't let me have to call out your city in order for you. Something's talking to you to keep you from praising God. I wonder what it is. I wonder whose voice that is. It makes you feel as though you can sit there and not say nothing. I wonder. And you say, well, I don't feel good. Well, haven't you read or haven't you ever heard a testimony of people who didn't feel good but kept on praising God? And God gave them a miracle because they pushed beyond the stench. They pushed beyond their not feeling good. They just praised him through it. And God gave a miracle because they made the sacrifice. You ever heard of that? Amen. Come on. Join us tonight with thanking the Lord. Let your voice be heard. I wouldn't let it be silent because Jesus paid it all, and all to him we owe. Thank God for it. Thank him 1,000 times. Lord, this night, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Open your kimono.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, saints, help me praise him. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
You are my way, my truth, and my light, my healer, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord God. You're so marvelous and awesome, God, and I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Can you hear
me? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
for the power of God will do that. Thank you, thank you. The star bells ring even our souls. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the praise going up there. Because when praise is going up, thank you for recognizing our family. Thank you for being steadfast, unmovable, all the ways about you. Thank you, Lord, because we can be steadfast, unmovable. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, 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 thank you for you, God, for you, nobody like you, oh God, oh God. Thank you for giving our hearts desires. Thank you for giving unspoken requests. Thank you for giving financial blessings. Thank you for helping. We want to thank you for it. Thank you for giving me a family. You didn't want us to be blessed with it. You ordained for us to be blessed and for every person in this life.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The power of God pervading it. The power of God pervading it. The power of God pervading it. Oh, bless the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, saints. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. Come on. Help us. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, you can't wait on it, but you're putting out there for
Chief and Beth.
Yes.
Hi, this is Sheila Brown in Kansas City, and I don't know if everybody here, there's a whole lot of static on the line.
Yeah, we hear a lot of static on the line. Somebody's got two lines open, and I'm having problems here. Yeah. Otherwise, we can eliminate that. But it's coming, it's coming. All right. So, yeah. Mr. Tonight, sometimes we have to listen. And even when we want to do right, evil is always there. Amen. Don't worry about it. You just get through tonight, and you still got the victory. Anybody on the line got the victory? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got the victory. So praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Watch it. When you see the instructions, I had a man I was praying for who he was deaf.
Sound better
and
now,
I'm,
Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody corrected that. And the problem someone had. But see, the compassion was to go through with you, even though you didn't know you were having that problem in your line, went through with you. You know, we have to be compassionate and stand with people. Amen. And God will work it out. That's why when people are going through problems many times, I just let the Lord handle it and just keep on praising the Lord, and he works it out. Amen. I want to get any praise. Support or anything somebody want to say, amen, you're welcome to say it. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody want to say a word for the Lord? Amen. Who wouldn't want to do that? Say a word for the Lord. Amen.
This,
it's open.
This is Sister Joyce, and I just want to say I thank you for your prayers, and I feel a lot better now. I wasn't feeling too well and hadn't been feeling too well for the last few days. But I thank God that I feel better now. I feel better.
Thank you so much,
and thank God for the prayers.
Amen. And you're growing. Amen. You're growing, Sister Joyce. God bless you. Keep on going. All right. Go ahead, Sister.
Where is Sister Joyce from?
She's from
Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I didn't know Sister Joyce. Yeah.
Amazing grace members right there. Amen.
That's
all right, anybody else? You want to give a praise report? Anybody else? Amen.
Chief Ambassador, Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador Jolene Garnett. I just wanted to give you a word of encouragement. When the devil comes in like a flood, you know God is working miracles and the oil is overflowing in the block line. So you be encouraged, everyone. Be encouraged.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That meant a lot to me. I had the people at Amazing Grace to point at me and pray for me today because I had a message that I brought that I knew the devil would bring. And I need y'all praying for me all week long because I plan to bring part two of it. It's called Witchcraft in the Church. I may bring it on the, you know, if God leads me wherever he says bring it, I believe that I'm going to have to bring it to the nation, different conventions. I know God wants his message to be heard. There is witchcraft in the church. You wonder why